Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you about an opinion poll about the youth substance usage funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community.
Wait. Can you tell me your name again?
Sure, this is Chuck.
Oh my gosh, I found you, Chuck. Remember
Hi.
me, Chuck?
Oh, hi.
I found you. How?
Hi, how did I spoke to you before?
How are you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
That's
Thank you for
awesome. That is so good to hear. I've been waiting to hear your voice since the last time I heard it.
Thank you. Did you complete the survey with me?
I don't know if I did, but I've just been waiting to talk to you for so long, and it's so good to hear you. I might have called this number on the upper hand a lot 10 times just to hear you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you complete the survey or what would you like to tell me?
You want to just talk about today?
To talk about my day? Oh,
it's
been nice. It's been a nice day. I could wake up late, so that just make it an awesome day, and I ate great food. What about you?
What was the best part of your day today, Chuck?
Oh, let me see. I don't know. I think I started the season 4 of The Big Bang Theory. I always wanted to watch it, so I think it's great for me. Have you seen the show?
What show was it?
The Big Bang Theory.
Could you say that one more time?
Sure. The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, The Big Bang Theory. I love that show.
So do I.
Oh, it's so damn funny.
Okay.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character so far, because I feel more related to her for having social skills, is Penny. Who do you feel more related to?
As much as I'd say I'd relate to Sheldon because he's so smart, I'm probably more like Raj because, you know, it's just how it be sometimes.
He's just like, why is he alive to you?
What's that?
No, why do you think he is alive to you?
How do you think he's alive to me? You know, he tends to be kind of a quirky guy, and I like to, you know, jump in with jokes like he does. You know, he's a rather smart fella. I'm not as smart as he is, of course, but I do love his dog, and I've got dogs myself, so, you know, a little bit of
does
relation.
Does he have
there.
A dog?
Yeah, he's got that little chihuahua.
You sure he has a dog since the beginning? Because I'm starting the season 4 right now, and he doesn't have any dog.
I swear I saw him with a little dog.
maybe he had the dog like in season 5 or 6 or maybe 7. Because I'm in season 4 and he doesn't have any dog yet.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look at where the little pup comes in, but it was a tiny little dog. I don't know if it was just for a few episodes or what, but I do recall seeing a chihuahua and it was Rozzy. What would
yeah,
you
well,
say
was
your favorite part of that show?
I don't know. I think my favorite thing about this show, it's the interaction between Sheldon and Penny. I have some friends that they are like Sheldon. Like, I don't know what's the thing about them, but they are very like, and I'm just like Penny. I'm the kind of person who is, I don't know. I mean, she treats him like, I don't know. Their relationship between they two is just so funny and great for me.
Yeah, they do have a pretty interesting relationship throughout the show, don't they?
Yeah.
Penny's a great character. Have you seen that new Avatar movie?
I did, yes.
What did you think of it?
I did like it, didn't you?
Oh my goodness, I loved it. In fact, I'm going to go see it again later this week.
Awesome, awesome. I mean, I saw it. I was invited. I remember someone told me to go watch it, and I was like, I haven't seen the first one. And they told me, like, well, we're going to go at night so you can watch it in the day. And, well, I watched the movie, the first one during the day, and I was like, it's good. I like it. I like it a lot. Let's see how the second one, because it happens that they didn't do it that well with the second one. So I had low expectations, but they were exceeded. It was a really, really good movie.
Yeah, I mean, the visuals were incredible from both movies, you know, just mind-blowing. But, I mean, part of it has its pros and cons, because the first movie with the forest is beautiful, but the second movie with all the ocean life is also beautiful, you know?
Completely, yeah, I understand. And which was your favorite, people? Did you prefer the one from the island or the one from the forest?
Well, the ones from the water that could swim really good, you know, because of their tails and all that, they was awesome. Like, I've always been a fan of, you know, swimming. And so seeing them water people swimming through the coral reefs like that is just, I have to say that's my favorite.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. If you ask me which is my favorite place, I was going to say the beach. So, yeah, they're my favorites. I prefer them instead of the forest people.
Absolutely. I mean, the forest is beautiful. And, you know, in the first movie with their home tree and all that, and, you know, they can ride the banshees and stuff, but there's something about those water people that's just so cool.
Right? Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. I mean, yeah, the forest was nice and everything. I love the environment, but even the connection between the sea creatures with these island people, I like it way more. I like it way, way more. I mean, how the woman, the one that it's like the leader, cried when the first guy, when the whale died. I feel related to that. I really like that scene a lot.
Right, right. There was definitely some heartfelt moments in there.
Yeah, it was really great.
What would you say was the most heart-wrenching moment of that movie?
What was what?
Can you say it one more time?
Yeah. Which was your question?
Like, what was your all-time favorite part of the movie?
My favorite part of the movie, I think, was the one who was more touching for me, was when the whale died with the baby. I hate it, but I kind of love it. It's like complicated. I think I like it, but I hate it too.
Yeah, because it portrays a message where he gets to protect the wildlife, especially in the ocean.
True. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that part exactly, I mean, I'm the kind of person, I don't know if you saw this program, that there were people who were trying to catch the people who hunt whales. I think it's from Animal Planet, or I don't remember which is the channel who used to transmit that program, but I used to watch it, and it was really touching for me. I mean, it was like, I don't know why people do that. I mean, why do they need to kill whales or things like that? So seeing that on a science fiction movie was really, really, really great.
Right. The fact that they could take a big issue like that and move it into a science fiction movie and have it be that question, it's not something you'd expect.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it was a message that was really clear, but at the same time, they could make it very smooth.
Right. For sure. For sure. Yeah, I'd say it was a splendid movie. I was very pleased coming out of the theater.
So you're, besides that movie, have you seen anything lately?
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, besides that movie, have you watched anything lately?
Oh, I actually just watched that new Puss in Boots movie. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I did.
You watched the Puss in Boots movie?
Yeah, I mean, I have something. I mean, the avatar was not something that I did because I wanted to. The avatar was because someone invited me to. But the Puss in Boots, I have something with cartoon characters, and I really, really like it. It was, I don't know, I always liked Shrek. So the fact that this Puss in Boots movie is like the introduction of Shrek being produced again was a big deal for me. I really like it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, it was a fantastic movie by itself, but the fact that that just means that DreamWorks could bring Shrek back, it just, it really gets me going, you know?
Yeah, completely. I mean, I felt the same way, but I have this issue with the animation. The fact that I don't know if you realize, but the way that it was animated before was totally different of the way it was animated this time. So
right, they almost made it feel like Spider-Verse with how their action scenes went.
Right, yeah, I felt that. I mean, I understand it was the same storyline, but at the same time, it's different. Even the black cat, the way that she was animated was different. The way that they introduced this dog instead of using another tail, like character, was different too. So, I don't know, I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I did like it, but it was different. It was different to what they used to do.
Right. It was definitely a change of pace, but I'd say it was a pretty pleasant change.
Yeah. I'm waiting for what they're going to show us next time, like for Shrek, for example. I love what they used to do with Shrek. I don't know what they're going to do with Shrek.
Right. I don't know how I'd feel because I like this new animation style, but I also wouldn't mind if they went back to the older animation style, obviously with the modern tech, but to kind of just, you know, cut Shrek up a little bit, polish him off, if you would.
Yeah, just hold on 1 second.
But yeah, I mean, these movies that have been coming out lately, they've been pretty darn good, if you ask me.
Okay, Ronald, I'm just being told that my queue and the line is about to be cut, to be closed. So it was really nice talking to you today, and have an amazing night. And you were my friend of the day. Okay.
Hey Chuck, from one Chuck to another, it was fantastic talking to you. I'm so glad I could get you on the line again.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Well, have a nice day, Bruno. Take care.
Have a fantastic night, my friend. I'll see you later.
Same.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.